Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A Hanukkah explosion in Northeast Philly.
We're doing potato latkes, sweet potato latkes, and my favorite, it's our brisket latke sandwich.
I'm at a grocery store where you'll find Hanukkah everything. So House of Kosher has been on my mind. They are a kosher grocery store in Northeast Philadelphia, and I started thinking about them after this horrible, horrible attack at the kosher grocery store in Jersey City recently. And so I reached out. I had actually spoken with the owners when they first opened this year, and I don't know, they're just so kind and so nice. They didn't want to really, you know, talk about the security measures because that would give it away, the details of their security, which would not be productive. But then I thought, you know, Hanukkah's around the corner, and I know that they like go all out for the Jewish holidays. And so that's what prompted me to reach out to them for this week's segment of What's Cooking on KYW. So I went to their store, and oh my goodness, it was all about Hanukkah. If you love this holiday, talking to Rivki, you'll really be able to visualize what their store looks like. And she also had a beautiful message, Rivki Isaacson. She was talking about religious freedom, which really all ties into the holiday and to this incident in Jersey City. So really, she had some poignant things to say. Check it out.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in the Hanukkah section of Northeast Philadelphia's kosher grocery store, House of Kosher, with owner Rivki Isaacson. Give us a little tour, and then we're going to talk about recipes and great things to eat for the holiday. So what do we have here?
Okay, so as soon as you walk into House of Kosher, you will be like literally transformed into Hanukkah. Like right away, you're going to see to your left everything you need for your menorahs, candles, the olive oil. We have the fillers that you can easily fill your Hanukkah menorahs with. Of course, we have a lit up menorah right there, just getting you in the spirit, and they are for sale, the electric menorahs. We have Hanukkah napkins, tablecloths, toys, projects, cookie shapes, whatever you need for Hanukkah to make it amazingly festive for your family, for your friends, for your neighbors, for your kids. So everything is right here. Of course, as you continue on, we have even like a whole table of trees that are just filled with hanging Hanukkah lights and gift boxes and awesome packaged chocolate and milk chocolate dreidels that are, we already had to replenish it daily because everyone is grabbing them. And of course, we have, if you go a little further, we have donuts every single day, fresh donuts. Sufganiyot is the Israeli term for our jelly-filled donuts. But of course, we have custard and caramel-filled donuts as well, sprinkle-topped. And then House of Kosher does something really cool. We do our gourmet donuts. So those are lotus and Boston cream and lemon meringue and salted caramel and strawberry shortcake. They're unbelievable. We're going to be having them every day of Hanukkah, different flavors each day, and you can also pre-order them as well. And of course, you know that when you walk in here, everything is kosher, so you don't even have to worry or be concerned. And we have full catering menus. Everybody's ordering our Hanukkah packages for all of their Hanukkah parties, and we just make it so easy. Like, we just do everything for you.
Tell me about being a kosher grocery store in a country that is just Christmas crazy this time of year. People love Christmas, but that's not your market.
So that's why we created that. As soon as you walk into this store, you hear the Hanukkah music playing all day, and you see the Hanukkah table and the Hanukkah section, and you just feel like you are ready for Hanukkah and you're proud of Hanukkah. And yeah, we love when we walk into the malls and we hear all the holiday music. Everyone's in a happy mood, and it's just so nice. And in America, thank God, we're so grateful that you can just celebrate. Everyone can celebrate their own religions and their own traditions and mix and match it. And we should all enjoy together and respect each other. And that's really what it's about. And we're very thankful for that.
So let's walk through the aisle. So we're just in the entrance here, and you've got, oh my gosh, milk chocolate dreidel. It's gigantic.
I know. I heard it's actually filled, like totally filled with chocolate on the inside. So it's not a hollowed out dreidel. It is fully. So people are buying them actually for teacher gifts. They're doing the milk chocolate dreidel. Someone filled up a whole cart of them the other day.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So it's a nice gift. We also have gorgeous milk chocolate.
You talk about teacher gifts. I think you guys service a lot of like the yeshivas and Jewish day schools and things like that.
Yes. A lot of schools literally order from us daily, whether they're having a graduation, a kids party, a celebration of any type, a teacher appreciation day. We literally do all the catering for all the schools, and we're so proud of it. Every type of school. So, and now holiday time, we're doing a lot of office parties. So a lot of offices are ordering from us, even if not everybody's kosher, but if they have a few kosher people, they're like, why don't we just get one party package that services everybody, that everybody can eat from? So that's what a lot of places have been doing.
It's like kosher, but also Israeli products, but also things that make you feel the Jewish holidays.
Yeah, they're all ordering the special sufganiyot, the Israeli donuts, potato latkes, which are very popular now. Also, dairy. It's a time to eat dairy, so people are ordering our dairy packages, like our bagels, cream cheese type of things, pastas, our eggplant parm. Made by our Italians.
Let's walk through the aisles. Yeah. So we're just like in the beginning. We've barely like touched the surface here.
We're keeping this big tub of these little candy bags that people can just buy for all kinds of celebrations. They have dreidels and things like that. You give it out to your kids or your students or...
Reasonable prices. I'm looking
$2. It's a full party package with Hanukkah chocolate gelt money. That's very traditional at this time. All kinds of candy and drinks and stuff like that. So it's a nice thing to have at your parties and the kids can partake.
Are you putting these together? Like, are you thinking ahead or do you have vendors that think ahead and like...
So we have my awesome daughter, Shani, and anyone that has Instagram and Facebook and email has seen what she has done so far.
So she's organizing everything.
She's our marketing manager. She also, in addition to that, she makes sure that we get the right products in for Hanukkah. She's the one who orders all the toys and the special candles together with my main manager, Joel, and they just make sure that we have everything. And yes, our vendors will tell us for Hanukkah, we have the Hanukkah cookies or whatever it is that they have for Hanukkah, of course. But in general, we know to go after certain vendors that have these special items for the holidays.
All right, let's walk down the aisles.
Okay.
So you have a Hanukkah, this is the Hanukkah section?
This is the whole Hanukkah section, Hanukkah bags, gift wrap, all the toys, trays to put your menorahs on so it doesn't get messy all over the house.
You've thought of everything.
We've thought of everything. Fillable dreidels, squishy dreidels, all kinds of light up things. Again, the electric menorahs, really nice ones. If you move over here, you'll notice we have, this is our kosher cook section. Which, if you keep kosher, you have a separate milk and meat areas in your house. Everything has to be separate. So everything is color coordinated for blue and red or green for parv. Just helping to people keep kosher in their houses. And we sell everything here in our store.
I see the things that you smash for latkes.
Yeah.
To make latkes. Should we walk back to the bakery?
Oh my gosh, yeah, for sure.
So the bakery is... where the magic happens, the sufganiyot magic.
Yeah, they're done for the day. But this is a picture of what our donuts look like. They're even nicer. If you look at our Instagram, you'll see what they are.
You guys sell out every day?
Pretty much, yeah. There's a couple of the regular sufganiyot left. Those are jelly-filled and custard-filled. There's a few of those. Then we have our dreidel gummies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, they're gummies in the shape of dreidels.
Oh, my gosh.
Then we have little oodle candies also in the dreidel packages. And check out our Hanukkah cookies, chocolate-dipped and sprinkle-dipped in Hanukkah shape. So if you don't have the time or the energy or you just don't want to, make your own Hanukkah cookies. We have them all here, and they actually taste delicious.
Okay, so who makes your sufganiyot? You do it in the kosher kitchen back here, right?
So we do work with the bakery right now in Lakewood, New Jersey, who delivers to us the regular sufganiyot in the morning. And then our own kitchen makes the gourmet donuts, the ones that are strawberry shortcake and Boston cream and salted caramel. That is being done by our chefs in our kitchen. We have a new baker that we hired recently. If you notice those ovens over there in our bakery section, we will soon be baking everything in-house. So that, we're just hooking up a few more things, and all the fresh baking is going to be done here daily.
I bet that'll smell great.
I know. I'm very scared about that for my diet, but it's going to be awesome. So this is our catering. You can see we have some latkes still left. Oh, you can see some of the donuts, actually. There's a few left here. That's our strawberry shortcake. That's our lotus, and that's our Boston cream. So you can see we have a couple there. These are, I think, our sweet potato latkes. We're doing potato latkes, sweet potato latkes. We do a lox and sour cream topped latke, and then we do my favorite. It's our brisket latke sandwich. Okay, so it has two latkes with pulled brisket in the middle. The chef brought out tasters for the office staff the other day, and they were outrageous. So we're ordering that for my mom's Hanukkah party. She's in Brooklyn, who can have technically any catering caterer in the world, but she loves our catering, so we're bringing that to her.
Of course. Call your daughter, right?
Yeah.
I bet she gets the hookup, right?
Yeah.
So what can you tell us about what we can make for a Hanukkah party? Do you have any tips for us?
Okay, so this is what I do. First of all, if you want to do a fun thing, you can actually make your own sufganiyot, and they're not so hard. Kosher.com has any kind of recipe on sufganiyot. Make them plain, and then put out a bunch of frostings and icings and fillings. And you see these little cute plastic things that we have there? You put your filling in there, you stick it into the top of the donut, and your guests just squeeze the filling into the donut that way.
What is that plastic thing?
So it's like these little plastic tubes. They sell them on Amazon. And
what are they called?
I don't even know what they're called. Baking fillers or something like that. Or donut fillers, actually. You do see them in Israel in every bakery window. Roll the dit. All of them have them. This has the strawberry filling. And the person squeezes as much as they want into their donut. And it fills the inside of the donut.
So that way it's not like sitting there soggy.
Exactly. And you can squeeze the amount that you want in there. The lotus, the same thing. That's lotus cream. You squeeze that in and it goes right in. So it's just a cool thing to do. So you can do that with your kids and your guests. It's a fun thing to do. Or have ready-made sufganiyot and donuts. And you fry them in oil. I make latkes fresh for my kids. My latke recipe is very simple. And you can just, you know, take it however you want. Whatever number of potatoes you're using. So if I'm using 5 potatoes, I grate them. I will then drain it so there's not a lot of water. I like to grate them either by hand or in my food processor with the special, it is a special blade that actually comes out really good. It's called the potato kugel blade. But you can do a regular shredder blade. Drain the water, though, very important. If you did 5 potatoes, you want to do 5 eggs. So same amount. If you did 10 potatoes, do 10 eggs. And then I heat up about half a cup of oil.
Wait, so you put it all in the blender, the potatoes and the eggs?
No. Just the potatoes. Put that into your mixing bowl. Add in the same amount of eggs. Don't wait long because you don't want it to turn brown. And then I heat up about 1/4 cup to 1/2 cup of oil. I don't really measure. Get it hot. Pour that in. It gets a nice sizzle. Salt, pepper, like a teaspoon salt, a little bit of pepper. And then you just fry some oil in a pan and just fry your latkes away. I don't add flour or breadcrumbs or anything like that. We just love the authentic potato oil.
Just potato and egg.
And oil.
And oil.
And salt and pepper.
Oh. Potato, egg. Wait, so you...
Do oil, salt, and pepper.
What do? You just... Do you mix them together? Do you fold them in or do you whip the eggs? What do you
do? No whipping eggs. You literally just, with a little fork, beat them up a little by hand and pour them in.
So separately and then pour them into the... the potato mixture.
Yeah, that's it. Add it to your potato mixture. Add the hot oil. It makes a difference if your oil is hot. Okay, add that in, salt, pepper, and then start frying your latkes, and they're delicious. When I make the sweet potato, I just substitute the sweet potato for the potato. My kids love it.
So you put the hot oil in the mixture.
Yes.
And then you have
to hear a little sizzle.
And then you're going to put more oil in the pan?
Yes. I didn't say it was a diet recipe.
But that's what Hanukkah's all about,
yeah,
right?
So you have to eat the... miracle is oil. You're supposed to eat everything with oil. That's why we, you know, the miracle happened with oil. So we eat anything fried in oil. People do cheese latkes, which are delicious, also fried in oil.
Wait, how do you make this?
So I don't know that by heart, but I do it with farmer cheese eggs. So that's a dairy version, and it's so good. And it is sweet. You do put sugar in there. So it's like a sweet cheese latke. Really, really good. People do cheese blintzes at this time of year. But yeah, you're supposed to fry. The sufganiyot, the traditional donut, is fried in oil. Big pot of oil. And we're a little shiny for 8 days. And then we detox afterwards. It's okay.
Because of the... miracle of the oil.
Yes, because of the miracle of oil on Hanukkah. That's what we're celebrating.
What's your favorite part about Hanukkah? I hear your Israeli music, by the way.
Yeah. So I actually, we just love Hanukkah in general. I love that it lasts 8 days and that every night is something else going on. We make sure that there's a different type of party. On Hanukkah, we have a night where my father-in-law, who's the rabbi, he gives out gifts to all of the kids. He kind of sits like Santa in a big chair and all the kids line up and get amazing Hanukkah gifts. A lot of them are donated by the local unions and we thank them so much for that gift. He literally gives out gifts and Hanukkah geld, we call it, money to every child so that they can go and buy their own gift as well. And a lot of it is donated by a lot of organizations and local business offices and organizations that help us. So he's been giving out thank yous to them, bringing them sushi platters and pizza as well at this time. And so there's just the different types of parties. We get together with family. Our family lives in New York. A lot of them were Jersey. So we all get together. Grandkids, presents, all good stuff.
The best times.
Yeah. Of course the food is great, but I try, you know, not to eat too much of it.
Rivki Isaacson is owner of House of Kosher here on Bustleton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. What's like, if you had to pick like your favorite Hanukkah product, your Hanukkah thing that you like to eat or play with?
Well, I love the gourmet donuts, lotus filled, absolutely, with the lotus cookies crushed on top. Yeah, it's a slight issue. I actually do a maple glaze version. I fill it with lotus and do like a maple glaze on top. It's really good as well. So, of course, donuts. We do funnel cakes too. That's fun.
That's very Hanukkah, right?
Yeah.
Because you fry it in oil.
It's a little easier. You just, you know, kind of like throw your dough in there, your funnel dough, and sprinkle with confectionery sugar. You can buy a funnel dough mix even. Sprinkle with confectionery sugar, you know, so that's all part of the fun of Hanukkah. Oh, dreidel. We love playing dreidel. We make up a new game every year. So my husband's very creative. He takes dreidel and does some creative, wacky thing. Using a lot of math skills, but so that's always fun. It reminds me of my grandmother. She used to play Kvitlach. It was like a card game they called from Europe or something, her and her friends, and like Hanukkah was a big time for that as well. So you have good memories of different things and different traditions, and it's just a time to really celebrate each other, celebrate the miracles in our lives, and to really, really hope that, you know, everyone is safe and can just live and enjoy their religions in peace.
Rivka Isaacson, thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Come visit us. Lots of great stuff happening here. Also, here on Hanukkah, we do like the last days, 8% off your grocery orders. Every day, something else is going to be going on here. We just had a big cooking demo this past week with nice dishes, and there's recipes there from that. And then every day is something else. We give away different free things every day of Hanukkah. So if you're feeling like you just need a lift, you know, a lift me up and a feel good, just come into House of Kosher and say hi.
Thank you, and happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. You too.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.